USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two more bodies were pulled from the rubble of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida on Saturday, bringing the total number of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 people remain missing or feared dead. What's left of the condo building could be demolished as soon as today.
The state will pay for all costs associated with the demolition of the remaining structure.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying it's just too unsafe to let people back into the building. You might have to change up the menu today. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 8.5 million pounds of frozen, fully cooked chicken over fears of possible listeria contamination. The products were made at a plant in Missouri between last December and April. Tyson says while there is no conclusive evidence that the products were contaminated at the time of shipment, the voluntary recall is being initiated out of an abundance of caution. You should throw out the chicken or return it to the store. This is USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. But there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
World-renowned hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut is set to defend his crown at Nathan's famous July 4th hot dog eating contest in Brooklyn. Chestnut ate 75 hot dogs and buns last year in 10 minutes. Also, Macy's 4th of July fireworks show is back on in full form with a display over the East River. Two Chinese astronauts have made the first spacewalk outside the country's new orbital station. The astronauts spent nearly 7 hours outside the station setting up cameras and other equipment. A private plane crashed in Haiti, killing all six people on board, including two American missionaries. The U.S.-based organization Gospel to Haiti says two of its members were killed in the crash. More than two dozen soldiers were killed when an aircraft carrying members of the Philippines Air Force crashed after missing the runway and bursting into flames, killing two more on the ground. 50 troop members on board were rescued and taken to the hospital. More than a dozen remain missing. Some soldiers were seen jumping from the aircraft before it hit the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Two Homeland Security officials say more than 1 million migrants have been arrested after illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border since last October. The former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement stresses the need for a border wall.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott reiterated his desire to build a wall along his state's border with Mexico this week, where construction on a federally built wall has been halted. He made the comments while giving former President Donald Trump a tour of border areas affected by the surge in illegal crossings. Former acting ICE Director Tom Homan tells Fox News that a border wall makes sense in preventing a migrant surge, and the numbers back that up.
If anybody would look at the data on the CBP website, every place they built a wall, a barrier, illegal immigration has dropped, and illegal drug flows dropped. It makes sense. The data is clear. It is successful. It's a great tool. For those that argue, well, some people can actually get over the wall is a wall system. It's meant to slow people down. So even if somebody was able to get over it, it slows them down. It's a smart wall. We will know when someone's climbed that wall. Border Patrol has time to respond and make an arrest.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Elsa has claimed at least three lives in the Caribbean. Two people died, 20 are missing after torrential rains triggered a powerful landslide in a seaside resort town southwest of Tokyo. Video shows the slide crushing homes, sweeping away cars in its way, and collapsing part of a bridge. Officials say dozens of homes may have been buried. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.